Track 303.
The engraved sperm whale tooth is the most commonly considered piece of whaleman scrimshaw. Ivory teeth had little commercial value, serving mainly for barter among the islanders of the South Pacific who valued them highly. This relatively free availability of material upon which to work formed a fascinating medium to record events of a whaling voyage or any other type of picture that a whaleman felt like making. As a trophy of the hunt, engraved whale's teeth stand out as testaments to the bravery and experience of their maker. Whaling scenes on scrimshaw, including ship portraits, are uniformly original art. Some of the most famous such works include the famed Susan's Teeth, engraved by Nantucket whaleman Frederick Myrick while on a sperm whaling voyage from Nantucket to the Pacific Ocean. Myrick engraved 37 teeth, most of which were signed, dated, and inscribed with the motto, "Death to the living, long live the killers, success to sailors' wives, greasy luck to whalers." Edward Burdett, also of Nantucket, was another early scrimshander who signed his work. Burdett specialized in deeply carved and engraved sperm whale teeth with bold black pigments. His subjects were typically ships that he sailed on or saw and sperm whaling scenes. Other types of engraving, such as pictures of fashionably dressed women, naval or military heroes, naval engagements, and a multitude of other scenes, would often be copied from books or illustrated periodicals. Sometimes the pictures were engraved freehand, and sometimes they were outlined with a series of dots called pinpricks, and the dots then connected to form a finished composition.